With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The governor of Iowa is sending helicopters to a small town to evacuate people from flooded homes. Much of the U.S. remains longing for relief from the heat. Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says the heat wave is still in force.
The heat's going to persist from the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic up towards New York City, and that's going to continue through the weekend. So we'll have highs in the 90s to near 100 today. Tomorrow, again, upper 90s in portions of the mid-Atlantic, so the heat continues.
And the grip that heat wave continues to affect millions of Americans. Weather Service says about 15 million people are living under a heat warning, another 90 million under heat advisories. Former President Donald Trump continues to soar in the polls. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
According to several new polls, former President Trump has a major advantage over President Joe Biden, whose approval rating has hit historically low numbers. A Friday Rasmussen Reports survey found that Trump has nearly a double-digit lead on Biden with just 5 months until the November election. The 45th president received 46% of the support, while Biden garnered only 36%. In a head-to-head matchup between the two candidates, Trump leads Biden by 9 points. Meanwhile, Trump is crushing Biden in six critical swing states. According to a recent Emerson College polling / The Hill poll, Mr. Trump's conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records has not taken a toll on his success among voters. In fact, the Republican has a 0.9-point advantage over Mr. Biden based on 187 polls. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Political writer Ben Domenech says Secretary of State Blinken is committed to a philosophy of never allowing tensions to escalate.
What he's doing by being in that state is often making things worse. Sometimes you need chemotherapy to beat cancer. You know, sometimes you have to go through the really hard part in order to get out on the other end.
Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Spreading the gospel message in the United Kingdom is no easy task these days. Michael Harrington has a report.
According to a poll from Voice for Justice UK, 56% of Christians say they've been met with hostility and ridicule when sharing their faith. It's worse for young believers who report getting negative feedback 61% of the time. The report concludes that the United Kingdom now presents, quote, some of the highest levels of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, despite its long history as a bastion of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-life group in South Dakota has filed a lawsuit to block an abortion measure from the November ballot. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health of failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulators' residency in the state. This is SRN News. Sales of previously owned homes were down for the third straight month in May.
The problem? Record high prices and rising mortgage rates. Sales fell 0.7% in May from April. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says he thought we would see a recovery this spring. We are not seeing it, he says now. The typical sales price rose 5.8% from a year earlier to just over $419,000. That's an all-time high on records going back to 1999.
That is Rita Foley reporting. The cybersecurity firm Kaspersky is denying it's a security threat. That's after the U.S. Commerce Department banned the use of its software in the U.S. The Moscow-based company said in a statement the Commerce Department's decision would not affect its ability to sell or promote its cybersecurity products and training in the United States. More on these stories at srnnews.com.